Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke and I'm your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the soul journey, the body, soul, spirit connection. And I am so privileged and honored to even share my journey with you guys, as well as bring on guests who are amazing people with amazing hearts that have so many different things to offer humanity and the world, and all in ways for us to connect, you know, heal, transmute, shift, manifest, all the things, be empowered. And I know that in our conversations, we've recently been having a lot of conversations on the body and the body connection and healing the body and my journey around basically healing my body and healing my mindset around my body, my perceptions around my body. And so I thank you for allowing me to share so vulnerably about, you know, just the journey through finding empowerment and worthiness and stepping into that, actualizing that in my life, as well as also healing like any kind of areas that have been, you know, like self-punishment or fear of failure, those types of things. It's been really cool to share these different parts of my journey with you in the hopes that it encourages you, that it speaks to wherever you're at, and it brings you this hope and this encouragement, just even seeing me on my journey and being open and vulnerable with you about that. I think that's so important. This episode, I really have been feeling very much like inspired, obviously by where I'm at in my life and journey, but I was in meditation just a couple days ago, and I was feeling this invitation, this voice coming through me around, there is something inside of you. There's a well within you. There's something that you have that is unique that you're here to bring. I really wanted to talk about that and share that with you, and hopefully encourage and inspire you in your journey. I think that we're in this really weird place. Like, if I'm just going to be real with you guys, I try to stay very neutral around politics, around, you know, things like that. But I'm for sure not like, you know, silent or feel muted or anything like that. But I am careful because I really value this platform, and I value my ability to share with you and to reach you. And so I've been really trying to have like a sense of responsibility around what I share and what I talk about. I always have and always will with you on this podcast. But one of the things that I have just been feeling is just this like collective shift around just everything we've been experiencing. And it can oftentimes be really difficult when you're coming out of a season and you're in a transition. Oftentimes you can feel like, gosh, like, what do I have left? Sometimes we come out of a season really dry, really tired, depleted. Like we gave our all in that situation or that scenario, whether it's relationship, friendship, career, business, it could be anything, right? And it can be really difficult to move from something into something and feel like, do I have everything I need in order to step into this new season, in order to step into this new relationship or friendship or career, business opportunity? And it can be really difficult to feel enough. It can be really difficult to feel like you have everything, that you learned all the lessons, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm such a deep thinker. I sit in meditation every morning, and I'm constantly reflecting on my choices, on my decisions, on what I'm experiencing, who I'm experiencing it with, who's in my life, all those things. And I take inventory, you know, with how I feel and where I'm at and the things that I'm experiencing. And I think it's important to do that. One of the things that I've noticed in transition is that a lot of times you can start to doubt, especially when you're coming into your bigness and your worth and your worthiness and your power. Oftentimes I can feel not so sure that, like, do I have everything I need for this opportunity? Do I have everything? Do I know everything? You know, it's sometimes hard to lean into the mystery. It's hard to lean into the present moment and to not be hesitant. I don't know about you guys, but I have just been kind of wondering, like, overall, like, out of everything that I do, out of everything that I am and how I show up for people and how I show up for myself, what is my ultimate, you know, reason for being here. I think it's actually really important to note and to recognize that, like, part of why you came here was for this time. You know, when I was a kid, and I mostly grew up in the 90s, right? When I was a kid, I never thought for a second that I would live through, you know, a pandemic, or that I would be 35, almost 36, you know, childless, single. And it's not that those things are bad. It's just all of my perception of what life would be like, or how it would be, and you know, all the little things that would happen, you know, from being a kid into middle school, into high school, into college, into adult life, you know, the great unknown, the mystery of adult life. I never saw myself here doing what I'm doing, never. And how I'm doing it, never saw that. Never saw that I would, you know, experience all the things I've experienced and how I've experienced them. And I think it's just important to note and to reflect back, like, what is it that when I was a kid that I dreamed about? What was it when I was a kid that I wondered, you know, what that would feel like or what that would be like? And do I still have those desires, or have I kind of moved away from that? I think when we're a kid, you feel things so raw, so real, so unfiltered. And a lot of times our dreams, you know, from 0 to 7, especially, like, those are your formative years. And those are the years that dreams are kind of, you know, the fire is stoked around your dreams. And life definitely for most of us has looked very different from what we thought or dreamed of. I think that there's a very specific reason why you're here, why I'm here, why we're all here at this time. And what I was sitting on over the weekend, over the last couple of days, was this feeling in meditation that I got from spirit, from my guides, whatever you want to call it, God, source, universe. And I just heard, you have a well within you. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? I mean, that seems like really like ethereal. And when I kind of leaned into what was being called out, and I felt it in my gut, like when I heard this, it wasn't just like, ooh, yeah, cool. Cool thing to say. Cool thing to think about. It was like, I felt it in my gut. Like I felt my gut stir. And it was like, yes, there's a well within me. And it basically what I heard was, the well may have been forgotten. The well may have been covered over, but there's still a well there. And it made me realize that the dreams that I've had, you know, young dreams that I've had for many, many, many years of my life, all the desires that I've ever had, they may have been forgotten. They may have been covered over, you know, by life or whatever. But I know that it's still there. Like there's still water in that well, you know, there's still a well there that could easily be excavated or rediscovered. And I could dip into that resource again, that is within me. And I think that's the thing, y'all, that I'm realizing is, you know, we're kind of in this culture where it's like, you know, let me work with this coach, let me work with this person. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let me work with this energy healer. Let me work with this practitioner. Nothing wrong with that. But there's this thing of like outsourcing, right? And grabbing out outside of yourself, that I think we're just in this culture of like the get from this person, learn from this person, read their book, you know, do their program, enroll into their membership in order to step into who I am or to manifest what I want. But I think that what this was stirring within me was the realization that I have everything I need within me. I have a well that is ever flowing, right? That will never run dry. It comes from who I am. Who I am, not what I do, not what I say, not what I look like, who I am at my core. It comes from me, right? It comes from within me. And it may have been forgotten. It may have been covered over. It may have a sign on it that says, like, you know, to be rediscovered, or, you know, to be continued, you know, on this one. But regardless of what it is, you have a well within you. You have a resource within you that can fully sustain you. It can sustain you during rest. Like there's nothing you have to do in order to generate, right? In order to make it happen, in order to make water come up and you know, bubble up to the surface. No, you have a well within you that is ever flowing, that is always, it's always going to top itself off, right? You scoop your bucket in, you pour it in, you drink the water, that water is going to come back and bubble up to the surface again. And it's going to be there for you whenever you need it, whenever you go to that well, whenever you go to that resource within you. And the thing that is, you know, I guess the question, the call to action for you is, what is that well within you? What is that? And you could have several wells, right? Not just one. But what is it that is that resource for you that has been forgotten, that has been covered over by life, right? Sometimes life happens and man, does it sometimes burn and hurt and cause us to just like, I'm just going to set that to the side because to have that not work out is too painful, or I'm too afraid, you know, of that falling through. You know, we can basically validate our fear, validate, you know, our limiting beliefs by experiences and things that happen or don't go the way that we thought they would go. And we can then say, this is not possible, or, you know, it's not something that I'm ready for, you know? And I think too, like part of the journey, it's like, none of that is wrong. None of that is like, shame on you, you know, for putting that light out or for not believing in yourself or for doubting, you know, that could be possible. Shame on you. No. It's that you're right where you're meant to be on your journey. And your journey is your own hero's journey, right? You have the ability to live the life that you want to live, however you want to live it. So if you're really struggling with fear, if you're really struggling with limiting beliefs, if you're really struggling with pain, you know, you've been hurt really bad, trauma, like whatever it is that you've experienced, you have the ability to sit in that if you need to sit in that. And sometimes that, I believe, sometimes that is why our soul comes here. Sometimes you come here to feel, you know, and feel whatever it is you're meant to feel. Sometimes you're here and you're just meant to reflect, observe, you know, and sometimes we have seasons of that where we're meant to just sit still, observe, reflect, you know, experience all the things, right? Feel it, see it, smell it, all the things, like you're just meant to sense and observe, and your soul is taking that in. And some of us are also then meant to be, you know, for a lifetime action people, you know, just do. Sometimes you have seasons of doing and putting in the work, right? And life is meant to ebb and flow like that. But regardless, that message of there is a well within you is basically an empowerment message that I was getting for myself and really wanting to share with people that it's so not impossible for you to tap into that resource that is already within you, that you incarnated with, that you've had all your life. It is so possible for you to remember. It is so possible for you to excavate and uncover, you know, rediscover something within you that you already have. And so for me, one thing that I was realizing is for a long time, I've put away, you know, singing, I've put away that expression that I have, and I have not brought that up to the surface. I have not shared that much anymore since moving away from Christianity. It's been like 10 years, you know, almost 10 years since I sang and shared that gift with people. And I think I thought, this is never going to actually happen. Like, I'm never going to be like the classic, you know, signed by, you know, a record label, or, you know, be able to just create music and do that for a living. And I think I put that away and just thought, that's a dream that is dead, that has no relevance, that has, you know, no grounds, no foundation to stand on. Like, okay, I have a decent voice, I have a unique tone, whatever, it's my voice, right? Not anyone else's, so cool. But like, is that everything I need in order to make it happen, in order to live that dream? No. And I just thought, that's that. So I moved away from that as I moved away from ministry and just pursued corporate tech life. and pursued, you know, making money that way, and really grinding down and trying to climb the ladder in order to have enough income in order to sustain my life living in California, which was virtually almost impossible doing it on your own. And I just walked away from that. And then I discovered spirituality. And so I went into that, and I never really came back to like my original roots. And y'all, I have embarrassing footage from when I was a kid. Like if there was a camera, my face was in front of it. And I know that's what I do now, but oh my gosh, like pretty much all my life, I've avoided any camera, any like any limelight, any even being on stage. I was like, all the glory to God. You know, like that was partly the only reason why I had the cojones to the balls to like even go up on stage and have bright lights and everyone looking at you as you're singing and leading worship. I naturally have more of a shyness as I got older. But as a kid, I had no shyness. I was like, ooh, there's a camera. Let me sing for you. What would you like for me to sing? I'll sing all the Christmas songs or all the Bible songs that we learn in Bible school and, you know, in kids' church and stuff like that. I'll sing all them songs for you all in a row. And that is not how I have become as an adult. I have become way more suppressed, quiet, more shy, more reserved. And although that's not bad, like that's not a bad personality trait, I know that it's not authentically who I am. Like at the core, I'm silly, I'm playful, I'm outspoken. I can sometimes be really blunt and curt and all the things, but I also like usually am super confident and super empowered and not even thinking like, what do you think of me? Not even giving a flying fuck about like what you think about me and my face or my hair or, you know, whatever. And as an adult, that has not been the case. I think in high school, everybody starts becoming way more self-aware, which is good to have self-awareness. But the core essence of who I am is outgoing and is very much about people and connecting, which has always been the case for me. But I am not reserved on any level. I'm very expressive, very self-expressive, very connected with how I feel and able to articulate it, mostly in song and mostly in dance, song, movement, all those things. And so I'm realizing like, I need to come back to that. Like there is a well within me of wisdom in song, you know, psalms or songs or whatever you want to say, you know, song alchemy is a thing I've heard. And I'm like, dude, I was doing that like when I was 2, 3, you know, I would just like sing out vowels and like not even, you know, realizing like I'm shifting energy or I'm adding energy to the environment. I didn't know what I was doing when I was a kid. You know, I didn't have the knowledge or understanding that I have now about how that can happen and flow and change things. And I did as I got older, but it was in the Christian box, you know, of like, oh, I just facilitated Holy Spirit coming in into the room and touching lives. And that was always so fulfilling and like the greatest honor to even witness from the stage, watching people get touched and moved by the Holy Spirit. And that was something I always wanted and always hoped for, you know, and every time that I ever led worship was, I just want, even if just one person is changed, you know, even if one person feels the presence of God and is connected to that, this is worth it. You know, the 2-hour practice prior is worth it. Being exhausted and having to wake up early is worth it. And so I just want to encourage you, whatever it is that you've forgotten, whatever it is that you have covered up, that well still exists in you. And I just want to call it out. I just really felt like this episode was a calling out episode of like, you have a well within you and it's okay. Whatever the story is, whatever the journey has been, it's okay. If you've forgotten it, you've, you know, unacknowledged it, pushed it away, you know, forgotten it, purposefully ignored it every time that it comes up to you, or you get like for me, a song or a melody in your head and you don't go to the piano or you don't voice note it and record it, and it gets lost in the ether. Whatever it is for you, you have a well within you that still exists. And I think it's time for us to come back to the resource that is ever flowing and always there because it comes from who we are. And it is time to come back to that inner resource, which never runs dry. and it always sustains you. And I think it's coming back to a deeper authenticity, like a more soul resonance type of authenticity, not just your personality here in the human life, or, you know, your dreams here, you know, in this life. It's like coming back to like your soul resonance, your soul well, you know, I'll coin that, your soul well, whatever it is that is within you that your soul has carried on from lifetimes to lifetimes to lifetimes. That is where we are being called to go back to rediscover, to uncover, to bring back up into this soul journey and experience. And I think as we do that, we're going to see things starting to click into place. Things that didn't make sense are going to make sense. Resources that are outside of us are going to come to us because we're operating from a place of authenticity and connectedness with that inner resource. And I just truly believe that things are going to start to happen because there's a reason why we came. There's a reason why we're here. And that resource that is within us is meant to be expressed. It's meant to be used. It's meant to be cultivated. It's meant to be shared. And I think ultimately that's why we came here. Whatever that is, whatever your resource is, I know what mine is, at least a few of them, and whatever yours are, we need. You know, that needs to be shared. That water needs to be passed around. You know, there are minerals, there's sustenance, there's vitamins, there's enrichment in your well that no one else has to offer, right? You're unique. Your soul is unique. And we all need each other. And so whatever that looks like for you, I just want to encourage you to take some time and sit with yourself, you know, even just 5 minutes of stillness and asking yourself, what is the well within me? What is the resource within me? If you already know, cool, then basically sit on that. And like, so how do I step into this? How do I share this? How do I express this? How do I live from this place? Whatever that is for you, I just want to encourage you to take 5, 10 minutes or longer, however you want, at least 5 minutes, and just sit on that. What is the well within me? And how can I begin to not only use this resource within myself, but then also share it with others? So I love you guys. I hope this episode was encouraging and inspiring for you. Love, love, love to you, and happy well, soul well digging.